Indian shares slid about 1.5% on Thursday, in line with weakness in broader Asia, as the US Federal Reserve and No. 39's signal to steadily tighten policy soured global investor sentiment. The blue-chip NSE Nifty 50 index fell 1.54% to 17,012.95 by 0440 GMT, and the S&P PBSE Sensex dropped 1.56% to 56,963.51, as trade resumed after a public holiday. Indian indexes suffered deep losses over the past week, erasing all the gains clocked this year, after prospects of tighter monetary policy and tensions between the West and Russia over Ukraine triggered a sell-off. On Thursday, Asian shares hit a more than 14-month low, after Fed Chairman Jerome Powell on Wednesday said that with inflation high, the central bank this year plans to steadily clamp down on credit. MKTS/GLOB. And quat, the Fed policy did not have any negative surprises, but global markets have been weak for a while, and we and No. 39, LL have to see how the Ukraine situation pans out, and quat, said Vinod Nair, head of research at Geojit Financial Services. And quat, the upcoming Indian budget session will be positive for the economy, no doubt, but we and No. 39, LL have to see if it can overturn our markets. And quat. Only 3 of the 50 Nifty 50 stocks gained, while all major Nifty sub-indexes slid. Nifty and No. 39's volatility index, which indicates the degree of volatility traders expect over the next 30 days, was up 9.4%. The Nifty IT index sank 2.5% to its lowest since late August and was on track to end lower for an 8th straight session. Torrent Pharmaceuticals crashed 10% to a 9-week low after reporting a 16% drop in quarterly profit. Rating agency ICRA surged 9% to an 8-week high after posting http://www.cindia.com/xml/data/core/filing/attach/lib/54bcf0c38740d388838942d7.pdf December quarter net profit. Investors await quarterly earnings reports from companies including Canara Bank, Colgate-Palmolive, India, and RBI Bank due later in the day. Reporting by Chandini Monnapu in Bengaluru, editing by Supranshu Sahu and Rashmi Aich.